This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joins us. Of course, you'll hear him throughout the weekend on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals start the post All-Star break series against the Marlins. The weather's great. I don't matter if it's 95 or 85 or 70. It's in Miami. You're feeling good, I assume.
Yeah. It's warm. It's a little humid. Right now, it's just kind of walking around. I'm sweating a little bit. And I was actually wondering if I wanted, hypothetically, if I wanted to like take a selfie of myself, I was like feeling pretty good about myself. Is there like the right angle to do that at?
Yeah, low angle.
Or like the right kind of car that I should do
that
with?
Yeah, Drew. Drew, want to take this one?
To get the right angle, because I could use some help with that.
Drew, you want to help him out?
Do you have your shirt on, Jake? I guess is the question.
Yeah, I mean my shirt's on because I'm generally more of a conservative when it comes to my appearance. Like I'm not really putting stuff out there. I'm not trying to like thirst trap Instagram or anything like that. I'm married, so like it's not like I'm looking for a date or anything like that. So like I'm kind of keeping that to myself, you know?
I would say if you can find a good window that has a good reflection enough where you can get enough where, you know, if you're sweating, it's not like visible, then you're good. Because I have the same issue.
Drop those shorts down low, though, you know, make sure people can see
that. Drew definitely
that didn't happen.
Drew definitely had the shorts a little lower too, Jake, in that photo.
It did not happen.
Oh, okay. So I got to show off like the V line.
Yeah.
Show off the biceps, roll the sleeves up a little bit to flex a little bit, Jake, you know? Yeah, show off the muscle.
No, see, but I'm gonna need those like SpongeBob inflatable arms if I want to do anything like that, you know? Otherwise, I'm not going to get into the salty spittoon, you know?
Wait, I don't even want to tell you also what you missed earlier today in a pre-show meeting, and there's a photo out there as well of Drew basically doing a bunting clinic for everybody. He's convinced he could get a bunt off of Paul Skeens if you gave him 100 tries. We said you're out of your damn mind.
I mean, I'd like to see it.
I'd pay to see it. I think we could fill up Kauffman Stadium for that exhibition.
Honestly, here's what I think. I think you give him 100 tries. I think maybe he makes contact, you know, once by sheer dumb luck. But I also think that he probably stands outside the batter's box after watching one pitch go by.
Yeah, I'm convinced he's breaking fingers.
And you know what? I would probably do the same thing. You know, I'm not getting close to that, even though I know Skeens can dot it up. I mean, I'm very happy with where I sit and watch the game from. And I will leave it to the professionals to lay down a bunt against a 100-mile-an-hour splinker or whatever.
Last non-baseball.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I do. I have one more question for Drew about the picture from yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Because I was listening, and I really enjoyed it. You guys had him in a blender. It was great. The one thing I kept coming back to is, Drew, was that your car or was that just a random car in the parking lot where you were?
That was my car. That would have been doing way too much if that would have been somebody else's car.
Yeah, that's the line, Jake.
In all fairness, I think you were doing quite a bit to begin with. So I don't think that taking that with somebody else's car is that much more of a step, you know?
Can you imagine if they would have come out if they'd have been in the area?
I
made sure that it was that's a very fair question. I made sure that it was my car that I took the picture of the
It would have made it worse if it was somebody else's car, but there's no doubt you were already doing too much in that photo. The car was not the thing that set it off. Last non-baseball question, Jake, have you ever seen a bad kiss cam situation?
Yeah, you know how many minor league baseball games I've witnessed in my entire life, and heck, major league games too? Yeah. I am, if I'm, look, I don't want to be a hater. I'm a little out on the Kiss cam.
Wow.
It's not
so
my,
is a couple of CEOs
favorite.
Now.
Well, yeah. It's not my favorite thing. I don't love the forced nature of it. It's just not for me. I not my favorite thing. And look, you can understand why, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. I'm just checking. We asked the question to start the show, so we'll ask you some baseball-related stuff.
Yeah,
if
please,
the Royals
please.
Make a run to the postseason, what do you think happens to facilitate that, or needs to happen in order to facilitate that?
I think one of the biggest X factors for the second half is going to be Cole Reagans coming back healthy and pitching like we saw Cole Reagans pitch last year. There's no reason to believe that he won't do that, but I think this is a team that makes a run – you know, at a wild card spot, heck, at the division. The Tigers certainly did last year, and they were in a similar spot. But I think Cole Reagans coming back healthy is a really big part of that, because you put Cole back into that rotation, there's your ace. You pair him with Seth Lugo and Chris Bubich and Michael Wacha and what Noah Cameron's done. I mean, that there should be way more Rookie of the Year buzz when it comes to Noah Cameron. But I think Cole Reagans is a big X factor that somehow I feel like we've forgotten about a little bit, because the pitching has still been so good even without him. I mean, how many teams lose their ace for an extended period of time during a season and still find themselves, you know, in punching distance of where they're trying to get to? Not only that, I mean, you had two guys that finished top five in the Cy Young last year in Reagans and Lugo, and they just both spent time on the injured list this season. That is a really tough punch for a rotation to take and still be delivering the way that they are. So I think Cole Reagans' return is one of the biggest X factors.
What do you,
internally.
Sure. And when you look at the next couple weeks externally, of course, there's the trade deadline and everything. But because Reagans is hurt, because now Lorenzen's on the IL, do you think that, along with how the team maybe performs over the next 10 games, do you think that could swing how the organization maybe even operates around the deadline?
Sure. I mean, I think that the blanket answer and kind of the cop-out answer is that any number of variables is going to determine what the organization does over the next 2 weeks. I think that if the Royals are making a push and want to win a playoff series and are contending for a postseason spot, you know, look, the elephant in the room is Seth Lugo.
Sure.
Seth Lugo is a part of the Royals making a playoff push and winning a playoff series. You're telling me, like, how many teams going into October would want to see Reagans, Lugo, Bubich lined up against them in a three-game series? I certainly wouldn't. Like, that's as good of a triumvirate at the top of a rotation as I think you're going to find in baseball right now. So I think Seth Lugo is a big part of what's made this Royals team successful. I mean, heck, the dude's got the lowest ERA in Royals history of any starter that's made at least 50 starts with the team. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about, quite literally, the best pitcher in franchise history, minimum 50 starts. That's no small thing, right? So, like, I think Seth Lugo is a big part of this. And I think what's interesting leading up to the deadline, look, we're slightly less than 2 weeks away until the deadline. There are 12 games between now and the trade deadline, which happens to fall on an off day for the Royals. I think one thing that's really interesting about it, and this doesn't necessarily dictate anything one way or another, but it's the fact that the Royals, of the 12 games they have, 9 of them are against National League teams. So there's not really a great route to directly make up ground in the wild card race, or heck, even in the division. The only 3 games against American League teams are against Cleveland, who right now you're tied with. So what's interesting is a lot of what determines the Royals' actual standing is, yes, the Royals have to win games and you know, make sure they take care of what's in front of them. But what happens around them is also going to be just as interesting to keep an eye on, where other teams may fade or, you know, take a big step forward. I think that's a really interesting subplot of this that, frankly, the Royals don't really control, other than obviously what they do themselves.
When you mentioned Seth Lugo, is there any possibility? I get asked this every once in a while. We talk about the opt-out. Makes all the sense in the world financial. We understand. But is there a world in which we think Seth Lugo likes being here enough that he would entertain taking a number for the buyout with an extension that just keeps him here?
I don't know about the, like, specifics of how it would work, but I think that Seth enjoys being a part of the Royals and enjoys being in Kansas City enough that it's not out of the realm of possibility that he could opt out and then re-sign a different contract, whether it's an extension, you know, that's built into this one, or a completely new deal, something like that. I think that's a very reasonable scenario to consider. And I think you also kind of take a look at where the Royals find themselves, you know, in terms of, you know, what the payroll looks like for 2026, you know, going forward. You know, Salvi's got a club option for next year, so his salary decreases a little bit. You've got some money coming off the books from free agents and some, from some buyouts. There's a little bit more flexibility, I think, than meets the eye. I haven't dug into it too much, but the point is the Royals have proven themselves to be relative players in the free agent market over the last couple of years, not just Seth Lugo, but also Michael Wacha, Carlos Estevez, and Michael Lorenzen. And, you know, these are not necessarily the biggest, splashiest signings, but, I mean, we do know that the Royals offered Anthony Santander a relatively sizable contract this past offseason. He wound up going with the Blue Jays, but it's not as if the Royals said, no thanks. If the Royals were involved there in a way that I think they would certainly be engaged with Seth Lugo, too, if he were to decline his option and then become a free agent. And I would think that there's enough trust there, enough success that's been built there over time. That's not a foregone conclusion. I think that if Seth opts out, that he's automatically with one of the other 29 teams. I don't think that's a fair assumption.
We're talking to Jake Eisenberg here on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals begin a series tonight in Miami against the Marlins. I didn't think I would even be asking you a question about this trade, because when it first happened, I thought it was just kind of, okay, kind of move on. Not a trade we're going to talk about, but we were surprised the reaction to Cam Devaney getting traded to the Pirates organization for Adam Frazier, who we all know was with this organization a year ago. I don't think it really changes a whole lot, but also I felt like people were acting like Cam Devaney was some top prospect that the Royals moved on from.
Yeah, and look, I really like Cam, and he's had a great, you know, couple of years in AAA, and who knows what he's going to turn into, and I think that's what we get caught up in sometimes with the what if, especially when, you know, it's happening during All-Star Week and you're watching Brent Rooker and Ryan O'Hearn sure. take the field as American League All-Stars, and you're thinking, oh, those guys were what-ifs, and now look at them now. And then on the flip side, there are certainly other guys that the Royals have moved on from that haven't become All-Stars. So there's both sides of that coin. I think one of the things that's interesting about this trade, I look at this trade from a couple of different angles. First is the Adam Frazier angle and what he actually does bring to the team. Look, there are trades that are going to raise the ceiling of your team, and there are trades that are going to raise the floor of your team. And I think this is a trade that raises the floor of the Royals and gives you a pretty solid veteran left-handed at bat off the bench, especially with Michael Massey still on the injured list. And we saw what Frazier both was capable of and was not capable of last season. And I think it's worth reminding everybody that, I mean, Adam Frazier had a couple of the biggest swings of the Royals season last year. You know, a two-run go-ahead home run against the Angels to turn what was going to be a loss into a win. That did happen to come against Carlos Estevez, and the two of them certainly remember that. there was his go-ahead. It was a pinch-hit go-ahead two-run single in D.C. last year to help the Royals get a sweep of the Nationals while they're making a playoff push and trying to clinch that spot. I mean, the Royals don't win that game without Adam Frazier. And look, when you make the playoffs by one game, each one of those wins counts, and those are two swings that basically took two possible losses and turned them into wins. So the Royals aren't in the playoffs last year without Adam Frazier. Of course, it's not just Adam Frazier, and that is a small part of what was a very large team success. But I think that we're kind of missing the forest for the trees a little bit with Frazier. And if I dug into some numbers last night just because I was curious. And you look at his overall season numbers, and you're like, okay. You look at his numbers over the last 30-ish games or so, he's batting over 300 his last 30 games, and he's been even better with runners on base, which is an area that we know this Royals offense has struggled in. He's been great with runners on base all season. He's been great with runners in scoring position all season long. And I think one of the undersold aspects is how much this clubhouse loved having Adam Frazier as a part of it last year, not just from a vibes perspective, but from a veteran presence. Like, that is not something that we always count as strongly as maybe we should, especially for a team that has playoff aspirations. I thought this was a really good trade. You know, you have a guy in Cam Devaney who is now going to get an opportunity to play in the Pirates organization, where he's kind of blocked at his natural position, both by Bobby Witt Jr. and by Mikel Garcia, two 25-year-old all-stars. It's not as if Cam Devaney was going to carve out a ton of playing time on the left side of the infield over the foreseeable future. And the truth is, when you look at the 40-man roster, you know, the Royals have Michael Lorenzen on the injured list, and so there is an open rotation spot right now. Don't know exactly how the Royals are going to, you know, take a look at that, you know, when we get to Chicago and that spot comes open, but they may have to make a 40-man roster move. And if they did, it's not too far-fetched to think that Cam Devaney might have been the one that was, you know, 40 out of 40 and wound up getting designated for assignment, and who knows what team picks him up at that point. And, well, then you don't really get anything, right? So I think this is a trade that made sense for both the Pirates and for the Royals. It helps raise the floor of the team. I think there are some intangibles that Adam Frazier brings to the table that we don't always notice, but there are certainly some big swings that he had last year. And I think that this is a floor-raising trade. And when you look at a comprehensive trade deadline, there are ceiling-raising trades. There are floor-raising trades. I think both are important, and this is a floor-raising trade that I think is a good one.
Last quick one, Jake. The All-Star game, the swing-off, we all really liked it in the All-Star game format. I think I'd be pro it being in a regular season game if it was after 10 or 11 innings. Do you think that that's crazy?
I don't think that's crazy. I mean, look, well, what do we see in hockey, you know, after a couple of overtimes? Doesn't it go to like 3-on-3 or something?
Yeah.
I can't say that I follow hockey as closely as, say, you know, Denny or Stu, but, you know, if hockey goes to basically a completely different game after two overtimes, yeah, there's no reason to think that at some point baseball might say, you know what, after 12 innings, let's do a swing-off. I don't know exactly how I feel about that. I haven't thought about it too much. I mean, how many games are tied after 12 innings to begin with? You know, that was kind of the thing that we were talking about, you know, when we were talking about the place runner to begin with. How many of these games
are going to be? It's already a gimmick to end the game. Why not just make it the swing-off's way more fun?
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to declare an opinion one way or another because I haven't thought about it too much, but I tell you what, I loved the swing-off in the All-Star game. I thought it was awesome. Now, it just as easily could have been a dud. We could have seen one home run from those six guys, you know, but then again, those are All-Stars and, you know, the chances of that happening are pretty slim. The one thing that I think would be interesting is, like, would it be the same guys doing a swing-off every time, you know, you got past 12, like, if the Royals are tied after 12 innings, is it automatically, you know, Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, and Vinny Pasquantino as the three guys in the swing-off? Does it change a little bit? Does it have to do with who's still in the game? Can you, you know, pinch hit with somebody? Like, obviously, those are more intricate rules that we don't really need to be thinking about right now. But I do think, I think it's interesting. I think it's fun. I don't think it's particularly harmful if you were to say do it after 12 or even after 13 or 14 innings. Personally, I don't have a problem with the place runner. I saw it when it was introduced in the minors in 2018, and it was immediately something that everybody really loved in the minors. And I understand why there are people that don't like it in the big leagues, but I think it's fine. I personally don't have a problem with it. It's a really interesting thought, and I'd be curious to know what the discourse is and how people think about it. And it would not shock me if, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, whatever, there's discussions of making that a thing, of taking, you know, post-12 inning ties into a swing-off of some kind.
Jake, before we let you go, there's a lot of sounds in the background. People are wondering, they're guessing where you're at. People are saying, is he in Chicago? It doesn't sound like Miami. People are wondering if you were at a dog shelter. It's for like a minute and a half ago, it sounded like dogs were crying in the background. Where are you?
I thought it was a car.
Well, I'll tell you what. Look, I'm not throwing any shade, but the people who think I'm in Chicago right now are a few days ahead of where we actually are. I am definitely in Miami, Florida. No, I'm standing kind of right around the corner from our hotel. I was just walking around kind of by the water and feeling the breeze. So there's a little bit of wind noise. I think there was a couple dogs that walked by. There's some construction, but I assure you that I am physically in Miami, Florida. The humidity alone, I think, convinces me of that.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Have a great time. Have a great call throughout the weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'll send you a shirtless selfie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.